weekend.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence and Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And of course, don't forget we're on the Mixler app. And if you haven't downloaded that yet, make sure you do so. It's the best, easiest way to give us a listen. It's available on Android or Apple iPhones, either one. It's available in the stores on the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. And the best part about it, it's free and there's no ads and it sounds good. I use it and it works fantastic. So make sure you do that. Rudy, of course, he'll be joining me in just a few minutes. And I just went ahead and got started without him today. So let's see. Last night we weren't with you because of ULL football. And if you gave it a listen, it seemed like it was a good game. The Raging Cajuns beat Marshall 23-13, so they're continuing their good season. And let's see, what did I do last night? I actually didn't watch much baseball yesterday. I took my opportunity to watch some other things that I hadn't been able to get to since baseball season is over with, and we're kind of in between where hockey and basketball be on during the week. So I took the opportunity to watch some programs that I've been wanting to catch up on, and also I did watch the new Fletch movie, which was really good. You know, it's a lot different with with no Chevy Chase, and it wasn't as maybe as slapstick as what the Fletch and Fletch Lives was from the 80s, but still a really good movie. John Hamm, I thought, did a great job. He still was this kind of snarky and very, you know, still had that dry sense of humor and some of those same type of jokes, but it wasn't over the top by any stretch of the imagination, but it was good. I enjoyed it, even though I was tired last night and I ended up having to watch the ending twice and I fell asleep both times last night. So I ended up watching it again this morning and I made it there was 10 minutes left. So it wasn't like it was a snoozer of a movie. I was just really tired and So when I got up this morning while I ate breakfast, I went ahead and finished it up. But yeah, it's available. Let's see. I think you can rent it on Amazon Prime right now. I think that's which one it is. It's on. But either way, it's really good, and I highly recommend it. And there's some other good movies coming this weekend. I know the other night we talked about Halloween Kills, the final installment on the Halloween franchise, or the Halloween reboot, I guess, because I'm sure there'll be more that come along. But that comes out tomorrow night. Available, it'll be at the theaters, and it'll also be on the Peacock Network. So if you want to get in the Halloween spirit, no pun intended, there's a good opportunity, because that's what I plan on watching tomorrow night. And also, if you remember, we had a while back, I guess it was back in January, doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but we had a couple of the guys from the new Clerks movie, Clerks 3, on, and that'll be out on digital tomorrow night, or tomorrow, so that'll be available to rent. So I got my weekend planned, plus we got hockey starting, at least, well, hockey started the other night, but St. Louis Blues will be on Saturday night, so I'll be ready for that. So I got a big weekend. We got football. We got hockey. There's Pelicans' last preseason game will be on tomorrow night as well. So plenty of stuff to keep you occupied, and it ought to be good. I'm looking forward to watching the new Clerks. I'm looking forward to the Halloween movie. It's gotten some good reviews, so that'll be great. And also wanted to talk about, it's not too early to think about getting your early bird wristband for the Po' Boy Festival, which will be happening on November 6th. Of course, it'll be back on Oak Street, just like it always has been. And they actually, the other day, they released some of the, the music, the musicians that'll be playing. And we have George Porter Jr. and his running partners, New Orleans Nightcrawlers, Michaud Melody Makers, Naughty Professor, plus Nola Tay, Chief Joseph Boudreaux Jr. and the Rumble, Erica Falls, who's been on the show before, Funky Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, Delta Phonic, the Riverbenders, Andre Beauren, Tom Morell, Joe Crown Combo featuring Walter Wolfman Washington, Jason Ricci, Wayne Moreau, Doug Bellow, Kiko Kumaki, and let's see, the Burt Cotton Trio, and also Chris Mule and Friends. So you want to make sure that you get your tickets for all of that, get your wristband soon. You don't need a wristband to walk down the street, but if you plan on buying food, and I hope you are, because there's awesome po' boys there, and there'll be 40 vendors. There'll also be VIP areas, an art market, kids and game watch zones. Now, the good thing is that the Saints aren't playing that day. So, I mean, there'll be other NFL games because it is a Sunday, but you're not going to miss anything from the Saints because they'll be playing Monday night that week against the Baltimore Ravens. So, like I was saying, you can go to PoBoyFestTickets.com and you can get your wristband. And the nice thing about it is the part of the proceeds from your wristband goes to Son of a Saint, which we've talked about on here. And just to remind you what Son of a Saint is, it's a 501c3 nonprofit which exists to enhance the lives of fatherless boys through mentorship, emotional support, development of life skills, exposure to constructive experiences, and formation of positive, lasting peer-to-peer relationships. So, very cool organization. Does a lot of great good in the New Orleans area. So, no reason not to get those wristbands, because you know you're going to want some po' boys that weekend, and especially on that Sunday. So, go ahead, do it now, and that way you're all set when it comes time for the event to start. So, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got MLB baseball playoffs happening. There's some Thursday night football, I guess. You got the Commanders versus the Bears. Lots of other stuff happening. So don't anybody go anywhere. We got plenty to get to, and we'll be right back.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. Job and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Evelina's.com.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way, not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. All right, so I already admitted that I didn't watch much. I didn't watch any baseball last night. I ended up watching the highlights. And I think the biggest thing that I've been reading about with the Dodgers and the Padres is the goose that got loose on the field.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I did. That was awesome.
Which it was kind of funny listening to the commentators because they were – number one, they kept calling it a duck, and that was definitely not a duck. But they're like, "No, you better be real careful because they're very aggressive." So I'm like, "Well, actually, they're right. They are super aggressive." But there was no rally goose for the Dodgers. They ended up losing 5-3, and the Padres pulled the series even at one game apiece, going back to San Diego and taking over home field advantage. But I don't know, man. What do you, what's your take on how this thing can shake out?
I think it's going to go down to the last game. The Dodgers, you know, man, they're loaded. They you know, they had their opportunities last night to really open up that game, but, you know, the Padres worked out of it, but, you know, I'm still waiting for Soto to, you know, get on a streak. You know, he got a few hits, I believe, but Yeah, it's going to be a good series. And I thought it was funny last night. David Ortiz on the pregame, he picked the Dodgers to win.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the game, Machado texted him and was giving him the business. So I thought that was kind of funny because it didn't, yeah. I mean, it wasn't very long after the game was over that happened. So, but yeah, that's a pretty good rivalry to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a bad game. I'd like to see the Dodgers go down, but
yeah.
Also the Padres, man. I don't know. I just, all the money they throwing around and with Tatis, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
one of those deals, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, really, at this point, I really, there's nobody in the National League I really could pull for. You know, well, and Soto got a hit last night, so he's hitting 125 right now in the postseason. And got one hit, struck out twice. Machado had a home run in the first inning, and then Cronenworth had one in the eighth. Yeah, you know, it's tough, and was it the last series with the Padres and the Dodgers did the Padres sweep them, or did they just win the series?
I'm not real sure, man. I wasn't following. I was too worried about the Cardinals.
I think that I'm pretty sure the Padres beat them in the last series, but I don't know. You know, it's going to be tough. I think a lot of it is going to depend on, especially with these being close games in the playoffs, I think a lot of it is going to depend on Hader closing it for the Padres and their bullpen.
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers have, I mean, they have pretty much great everything, pitching, fielding, hitting.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that Brewster All Gatterall or whatever, that's how you pronounce his name. He can throw some smoke, man. Well, almost all the relievers now, it's amazing. Yeah. You're hitting 100, you know, miles an hour on the gun.
Yeah.
But he's pretty nasty coming in the late innings, but you know, Hader is too. Mm-hmm. And they used him for multiple innings last night. He came in the eighth. So
yeah. Yeah, he came in and he threw 25 pitches, looks like 16 strikes. So I guess then he probably would be, yeah, because they don't play again until Friday. I would think he'd be available then.
Yeah. Hell, I'd make myself available. I mean,
well, yeah.
You're not guaranteed this every year, you know? I mean, hell, I'd go all in.
Well, yeah, and you think about a team like the Rays who could have won a World Series and get one. That was against, were they playing the Dodgers, and was it 2020 when they had Blake Snell and he was pitching a gem and they took him out for no good reason because of pitch count in the World Series? Was it that, or was it the ALCS?
I'm not sure, but I do remember that. And you know, that pitch count stuff, I know, I see they're trying to preserve their arms and whatnot, but man, back in the day, freaking Bob Gibson and players like that, dude, they would be out there the whole game, and then
extra, you know, innings too, if they needed it.
Yeah. So I don't know. They're too precautious. I know these players are like golden chips at a casino. They're worth so much money, but I don't know, man. I would, if you're there, I would go all in.
Absolutely.
Know, there's no guarantees, man.
No guarantees, that's for sure. Then on the other side of the National League, the Braves ended up, they blanked the Phillies 3-0. And it looks like Wright got, no pun intended, but got right. And he took care of business. I think he only gave up a couple hits. And I believe he struck out. Let's see. Yeah, he struck out 6. I thought it was 8, but you know, there's another one. I think this could go deep. But it, you know, at the same time, you know, losing, you put Wheeler out there and you lost that game. Now they'll come back with Nola. If they lose that one, I think they're pretty much done.
Yeah, those are their two studs, man. I wouldn't put my money in on Ranger Suarez, you know.
No.
It's got to be on Wheeler and Nola for sure.
And I think Suarez pitched out of his mind on Tuesday, and I would not expect that again.
Right.
And you know, and again, like even that game, which the Phillies were pounding on them, but they only ended up winning that game 7-6. And
Braves made a comeback.
It's that bullpen of theirs is, it's sketchy at best. And if you can get past a guy like Wheeler, get past a guy like Nola, you got a pretty good chance.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I was so bummed the Cardinals couldn't do anything, man, with, you know, what they have. It was a shocker.
Yep. And what isn't a shocker is it was also announced this morning, Carlos Correa announced that he is going to opt out of his 3-year deal with the Twins, which I don't think is a surprise to anyone. He did end up hitting .291 this year with 22 home runs, 64 RBIs. And, you know, he didn't get the long-term deal that he wanted last year in free agency. So I guess now he's 28 years old. He's going to give it another shot, but you know, I don't know, man. I feel like with him, one, he's injured a lot.
Yeah.
Two, he was a big part of the Astro scandal, and he's been at the forefront of saying, no, our World Series is legit. Our World Series is legit, and we won fair and square type of thing. And that he probably should just shut up about it, to be honest with you. And I think it'd help him out tremendously.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta shut her down, man.
Right.
With him, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going to be a Dodger next year. Cause I don't think the Dodgers are going to be able to lock up Trey Turner.
I don't think they are either. And that would make sense.
So I could see him going to either the Dodgers or even the Padres, because Tatis, I don't know, something ain't right there. I don't think that's going to click with them anymore. So I think he'll come in the National League, honestly, man.
I could see that. And if the Padres did trade Tatis, that would be a fantastic way to recoup all those draft picks and prospects, or all those prospects, I should say, that you gave to the Nationals.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do something. They'll do something, I'm sure of it.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back, and we got some football to talk about, and we got some Thursday night football tonight, I guess. So, all right, well, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3877 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6000. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. Two Baton Rouge teens are under arrest in an alleged murder plot that killed 33-year-old Markeisha Stone Wednesday night. East Baton Rouge Sheriff spokesperson Casey Hicks says the suspected shooter, a 16-year-old boy, was asked by a 16-year-old relative of Stone's to kill her. Hicks says both suspects are now in juvenile detention pending arraignment.
She is charged with principal to second-degree murder. The young man is charged with second-degree murder as well as a juvenile in possession of a firearm.
Those charges could be upgraded. The composite ACT scores among Louisiana high school students fell for the fifth year in a row. The class of 2022 score was 18.1, down from 18.4 last year. State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Kay Brumley, says he believes it's mostly pandemic-related.
These students were 10th graders taking things like Algebra 2, Geometry, English 2 when the pandemic closed their schools. And then, of course, the next couple of years were interrupted.
The national average also dropped to 19.8. Louisiana Radio Network.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Brought to you by the American Football Coaches Association.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Radio show. And before we talk about the Washington Commanders and taking on the Bears tonight, there's a little bit of news that came out from ESPN this morning that just a little bit ago, actually. And that apparently owner of the Commanders, Dan Snyder, is claiming to have the quote unquote dirt on NFL owners and Roger Goodell. I don't know if this is his way of trying to CYA. To keep himself from losing his franchise, but there's got to be something. And if you and I read the whole article. I'm not sure if you've read it yet, Rudy, but it kind of comes off as like it all kind of clicks. Like, you know, we talked about it a while back about why is he even allowed to still own a team?
Yeah.
But then if he does have the dirt on it, it makes all on Goodell and some other other owners, specifically Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Then it kind of it makes a lot of sense why he's still in his position.
Yeah, it all makes sense, man. It's simple, man. When you got money, you can make things happen.
Sure, absolutely.
It's that simple, man.
And where he said that he's told people, quoted, this is all, you know, it's all allegations, of course, but apparently he has told members of his inner circle that he has accumulated dirt on fellow owners, coaches, executives, even his own employees. And he's learned from other sources, and that's including hiring PI firms.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but you know, here's the situation too. Like, if he's not wanted, and it's, you know, from what all things point to, and the other owners aren't big on him.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons, if he's this kind of guy, then why would you like somebody like this? But
yeah,
I get it that, you know, it's a status thing, really, because he can't be making money. There's no way possible that the Commanders are turning a profit. If they are, it's a very small one. I just can't say it. They've got a terrible stadium. I highly doubt with the teams they fielded that they're bringing in any much television revenue, if any. So I don't see that. Why deal with this? Why would you want to be somewhere where you're not wanted?
Yep. Yeah, I know. In Washington, I mean, for DC to be, you know, like the headquarters, you know, the White House, it's not a real good city, man, to begin with.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could just go from there and see it just escalate. He's dirty, and I know a lot of the other owners are, you know, dirty too. I mean, I'm sure there's some stories that would blow your mind out there, man.
Oh, I'm sure of it. And, you know, the thing is too, and I didn't realize it, but he was like mentored by Jerry Jones. And the fact that he, you know, apparently has the dirt on him, like, you know, one, that's just no honor amongst thieves, I guess, but yeah. It just shows the makeup and the caliber of a person that this guy is. And you know, and when we were talking about the Phoenix Suns owner selling the team and the things that he was doing, what Dan Snyder's done is just as bad, if not worse.
Yep. I agree, you know, man.
There's no reason why this guy should be able to still own an NFL team. And then you think about how awful that stadium is. That stadium is terrible.
Yeah, and it's fairly new, you know?
Well, and it's so bad. Last year when they were playing the Eagles, that all those Eagle fans were leaning up against the rail whenever the Eagles were walking off the field, and they all the rail broke and they all fell on the ground. And now I'm pretty sure that there's lawsuits against Washington for it, which, you know, rightfully so. My God, I never even heard of something like that. And not that, you know, in that kind of a stadium, what the hell's going on? But it does all point towards that he's got something going, you know, in order to be able to keep his team. And maybe he does have something on Roger Goodell. Who knows?
Yeah. Goodell, man, he's, you know, I wouldn't trust him for nothing, man.
No.
It's like all the genuine people, man, have passed away, it seems like, you know, like,
yeah,
Art Rooney, he was a great owner, you know, for the Steelers for all those years, and it's still in the family, but, you know, it's just a shame how things change, you know. I don't know why they do, but they do.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough, you know. You see it, we've seen it a few different times, like one being when Georgia Frontier passed away, who brought the Rams from LA to St. Louis. You deal with the kids, then the kids don't care about it. So it ends up getting sold to somebody else and then it gets moved. And, you know, and you can think about the St. Louis Cardinal baseball team. Whenever Gussie Bush died, his kid, Augie Bush II, he didn't care about baseball. So he was letting lawyers run the team. And that's some of the worst baseball I've seen. It was the worst baseball I've seen in my Cardinal baseball in my life. And that was, you know, 89, 90, 91, pretty much up until the new, till DeWitt and that ownership group bought them. But
yeah,
you know, it's tough. And, you know, it's a shame that there's not something, you know, where, yeah, I guess they can be majority, but the minority shareholder be somebody that actually gives a damn about the team and people that, you know, to me, it seems like an awful lot of work if you're not into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they let the money work for them, you know? I mean, it's a shame, but, you know, they got so much darn money. Things come easy for people like that, man, because you can make things happen. I mean, with a snap of a finger.
Yeah, you're right. But I think that with this situation, if the NFL doesn't do something and get rid of him, I mean, it's going to show how gutless they really are. And, you know, that's a huge turnoff, really. To the whole situation, because you can't have people like that, and then you're preaching all these other things about diversity and inclusion and things like that, and you have somebody that's done the things that Dan Snyder's done.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it's on the back of their helmets. It's in the back of the end zones.
That's right.
And it's going on behind closed doors, and somebody needs to blow the roof off of it, you know.
I think you're right. So also tonight the Commanders will be in Chicago to take on the Bears, and this is a game where I'm gonna put a little money down on it, but I think I'm gonna miss out on it. I'll check and see if I won after it's over with, and just read about it or watch the highlights if there are any. Because I didn't realize this, but whenever I was looking up some of the stats, do you know what Justin Fields averages for passing yards per game?
Is it under 100?
No, but it's not over by a lot.
Yeah, what, like 115?
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are they? I mean, I get it, but how are they even 2-3 with those kind of numbers?
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's their future too.
Right. You know? I mean, he's going to have to, I mean, granted he's rushing for like 40 yards a game or something like that, but he's going to have to rush for a hell of a lot more than that to keep them afloat.
Yeah. And see, I don't like that, having to rely on your quarterback to do that. I mean, that's what your running back's for, man. Yeah, you're not going to succeed. I mean, you could probably win some games, sure, but I mean, you're not going to have a sound offense and, you know, a game plan. I mean, a lot of those plays are probably broken plays too that he's taken off on. So,
well, their leading receiver is Mooney and he averages 34 yards receiving a game. 34.
Mooney.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is a game where I don't know if I'll pick anything on the, as far as like money line or spread or anything like that. I mean, if I was going to take any of that, I would, the line is 38 and, the two normally average 35 points a game. So I would probably take the under. I think this is going to be an exercise in futility tonight.
Yeah. Could be, and it's in Chicago, so you know the field conditions are going to be very, very poor.
Yep. So, yeah, if you love football, you got to love it a lot to watch that game tonight. So, and if you don't watch it, well, I'm sure we can spend a couple minutes talking about it tomorrow, but and real quick before we need to go to break, Saints injury report from yesterday. Winston was back at practice in a limited capacity, and unfortunately, Deontay Hardy, Jarvis Landry, Michael Thomas, Marshawn Lattimore, Peyton Turner, Chris Olave, and Calvin Throckmorton were all out of practice yesterday. Now, looks like Thomas probably is going to play on Sunday, but and I highly doubt Chris Olave plays with him, with that concussion that he suffered on Sunday where he actually got knocked out. I just don't usually don't get to play the next week.
Yeah.
Maybe Jarvis will be able to play this week, hopefully. And but you definitely are going to need Marshawn Lattimore, because with the wide receivers that the Bengals have, it could be a real long day.
Yep. And apparently, is that Claypool on the Bengals, or am I thinking the Steelers?
Yeah. Claypool's on the Steelers.
Yeah. 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 Help me out here.
T Higgins. Oh, Jamar Chase.
Yeah. Jamar Chase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen some pretty bad press on him too, on Twitter about his baby mama is really running him through the dirt about how he's a terrible father and not wanting to pay child support and how he doesn't like to take showers and stuff. I was reading this on Twitter and I was just like, wow, man.
Yeah. God, I'm so glad social media wasn't out when we were kids.
Yeah, it's just it's a Debbie Downer, man. I mean, you can get some useful stuff from it. But man, 90%, maybe even 95% of the stuff, it's all negative, and it just stirs the pot. It's a big pot stirrer.
Yep. What's the old phrase? Misery loves company. Well, now people that are miserable people have the opportunity to share that with the world on a minute by minute basis.
Oh yeah. Yes, they do.
And let's see. Also last night, Pelicans lost to the Heat in preseason game. That was their first loss of the season. But big news is that Zion left the game with an ankle injury in the second quarter, but hopes are that it's not serious, and he'll be ready to go next week. But
that poor guy.
I know. And I watched a little bit of it, and when he was playing, he didn't do anything in the first quarter, but he ended up he only played 11 minutes total, but he had like 11 points in 6 minutes in the second quarter, and one of them it's just amazing how strong that kid is. Like, he just he made a basket last night with the dude literally draped on top of him, and he still out muscled him and got the ball in and got the foul and made it a three-point play. But wow, if he can just stay healthy, man, that kid is going to be almost impossible to stop.
Yeah,
he's moving grown ass men around like they're little, like they're children.
Yeah.
So, it does look like though Brandon Ingram will be back to play on Friday night in the in their final preseason game, and then everything gets kicked off next Wednesday in Brooklyn. And as of right now, the Nets are 4-point favorites, but I have a good feeling about if even without Zion, I think Pelicans could beat them, because it seems like a big poop storm up there in Brooklyn. So we'll have to see how it goes.
With you.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back, wrap things up with a little Florida Man, and then we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We took a couple weeks off from the normal Thursday segment of Florida Man with everything going on with the hurricane and all of that. But there's still some good stories out there, and I hope everybody in Florida is recovering well and hope everybody's safe and everything gets taken care of. But we still, you know, it's all good, lighthearted fun, and we don't mean anything malicious about it. But these are stories that are out there, and man, we have to share them with you. So without any further ado, here's this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, the first article I have comes from Outkick.com. And the headline is Florida man arrested for putting on a helmet and charging headfirst into a 9-year-old at a youth football practice. let's see here. Florida man proved that anything can happen at any time. And he proved that last month at a youth football practice when he took out some anger on a 9-year-old. The man is said to have put on a helmet and charged headfirst at a 9-year-old boy. After hitting the boy in the chest, the man pushed the kid to the ground. David Allen Taylor, 41, was arrested last month in Pensacola. Police say that his son was taking part in one-on-one tackling drill with another player, and he became upset when his son was overpowered by the other child and started crying. According to witnesses, that's when Taylor decided to take matters into his own hands. He ran onto the field, grabbed his son's helmet, got in a football stance, then charged headfirst at the boy who had overpowered his son. Taylor hit the boy in the chest with his helmet. He then grabbed the victim by the arms and pushed him to the ground, which automatically brings up the question, how is a 41-year-old man not able to knock over a 9-year-old boy by a football tackle and then instead has to push him to the ground? But regardless, after the incident, several coaches stepped in and began arguing with Taylor. A warrant was issued for his arrest after police spoke to witnesses. Taylor was then arrested and charged with aggravated child abuse and disorderly conduct. He was released on a $30,000 bond. Just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? This comes from the Washington Examiner. .com, and the headline is Florida man charged with robbing store with a finger gun. Police are pointing fingers, no pun intended, at a Florida man accused of attempting to rob a store while armed only with a finger gun, a police report shows. Paul James Sinclair, 56, entered a Florida store Monday afternoon with his hand tucked in his shirt, positioned as if he had a gun, according to the report. He then ordered the cashier to hand over the money in the cash register, which totaled about $120, and she obliged. He was then apprehended at 1:36 p.m., just minutes after he entered the store around 1:25, the report showed. It isn't known how the suspect was apprehended so quickly or whether the cashier was able to alert authorities while the unarmed robbery was ongoing, because he warned her not to press any buttons or alert authorities in any way, any other way during that incident. The shocking part of this whole thing was that he was not on any drugs or under the influence of alcohol during the time of the arrest, and no weapons were recovered, according to officials. So there you go. A little quick check-in on the Haps in Florida. So we need to wrap it up and head on down the road. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th. From 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high.